Good evening and welcome to the Chuck Miller Arena as we get set for Sylacauga and Talladega. The girls' game trying to finish up here. Seems like it has been trying to finish up for about an hour and a half. Dave McCurley and Alex Bauman with you here as we get ready for Sylacauga and Talladega. And Alex, I got to tell you, you know, a lot of people here at Radio Alabama did not go to Sylacauga High School, including yourself, Jeremy, Michael. But I can tell you that this rivalry goes way back into the 70s, even before my time. This is a heated rivalry. I don't care what the records are. Talladega is going to give Sylacauga everything they want tonight and even more, but the Aggies trying to stay undefeated.
Yeah, the Sylacauga Aggies starting the season 6-0, won last night against B.B. Comer 68-35. Talladega sitting at 1-5 on the season. The record's a little bit you don't want to look at the record for Talladega, like you said, in this matchup, David, because both these teams in a rivalry game, you just got to throw the records out the window because both these programs are going to come into this game hungry because they want to win that rivalry matchup between the two schools.
Yeah, county rivals. Both of these teams have won multiple county championships. Both of them have won multiple state championships. So, you know, it comes to just let you know how rich these two programs are. Alex Bauman and I, we will be setting the stage for you to get you ready for tip-off. And, of course, we'll come back with more of the Aggie Sports Network and your first half tip from Chuck Miller Arena. It's Sylacauga traveling to take on Talladega. We'll be back here on the Aggie Sports Network.
Digestive health matters, and Alabama Digestive Care Center is dedicated to keeping patients feeling their best. From heartburn and abdominal pain to colon cancer screenings and ongoing digestive care, experienced gastroenterologist Dr. Hakim brings over 30 years of expertise and uses the latest technology to deliver compassionate, personalized treatment. Call 256-249-6050 today to schedule an appointment. Alabama Digestive Care Center, partners in your digestive care.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Well, welcome back and happy holidays to everybody as we get close to Christmas time and a lot of hoops going on. Alex Bauman, talk about this game in general. You've seen the Aggies as they come out onto the floor here. You've seen them play several times this season already. Your thoughts about how good they are? Are they, a lot of people are asking me, are they good as they were last year? What can we expect from this team down the road?
I would argue this is a better team than last year's team. I know Jordan Roberson and Aiden Crow were such a big part of that core they had. Jordan Roberson almost single-handedly won them a game against Selma last year in the playoffs. But this team is, it feels like they have more athleticism, more speed. The game is so much faster when they play it. They're all together. If you watched the last game against Cornerstone, which is the last game we covered for the Aggie Sports Network, I felt like that was the best offensive game I've seen from Sylacauga. And no, they didn't score 70, 80 points, and no, they didn't shoot the three ball well, but the way the ball moved around, the way they kept it moving around and it wasn't stagnant, the motion off the ball from guys like Corbin Patterson and Eric O'Neill, C.J. Franklin, even Hayden Hubbard at one point got an open three-pointer because of his movement from sideline to sideline, motioning to get the cornerstone zone working. It just feels like this team's playing great at the right time. They're all together. They have so many athletes on this team. C.J. Franklin, Eric O'Neill, Josh Beer, Corbin Patterson. The list goes on and on. These guys just play some great basketball, and it's all because of the way they're coached by Coach Joel Jones and Coach Skylar Patterson. They exemplify the way their coaches are. Gritty defense, force some great turnovers. They turn the turnovers into offense, and that's dating back to last year.
Yeah, and I want to go ahead and update everybody, too, because we're going to bring you this game here from Chuck Miller Arena. But I want to look ahead to this week coming up because it's an important week. You got an area game wrapped in there around two rival games, Shelby County. They're all at Sylacauga at the Aggies Den. You got Shelby County coming to town on Tuesday night, and then, of course, on Thursday night they've got Benjamin Russell coming to town, and then on Friday night my Chillsburg Tigers are coming to town. How proud are the Aggies to get back into their own gym?
They're excited. I mean, they were undefeated last year. I know it was at Nichols Lawson Middle School, but they're still undefeated this year in their home arena.
Yeah.
But those teams, Shelby County, I know Sylacauga beat them twice last year, but that team is still a good basketball team. They have really grown the past couple of years. They shot the three ball very good against the Aggies last season. Benjamin Russell was one of the losses the Aggies suffered last year, one of the four. And then Childersburg, if I'm not mistaken, David, that was the first game of the year for both these teams last year.
Yeah, it was.
And it was close in the first half, and in the second half, Joel Jones ramped up the defense and forced Childersburg into a lot of uncharacteristic mid-range jump shots. And that kind of sparked what Sylacauga got later into the season with the defense they played. But those three games are going to be highly entertaining, even Shelby County, and I'm looking forward to this week of basketball.
Well, you're going to look forward to this one coming up here, too, because as I mentioned in the onset, anytime Sylacauga and Talladega get together on the hardwood, you can bet that both of these teams are going to be up for it. It's a rival game, county rival, and, of course, we'll see if Sylacauga can get it done here in the next few minutes. We got about 6.5 minutes until tip-off. We'll take another break and come back with more of the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network right here on Mix 106.5.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
When you remember at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner. and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. And it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Silicaga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Well, my voice has changed if I'm Jeremy Law. He's don't know where he is right now, Bauman, but we're
might be reeling from a certain conference championship game just like I am.
Yeah, he's probably not real happy right now, but that's okay. It has happened before. It will happen again. Dave McCurley, Alex Bauman sitting in for Jeremy Law tonight, and, of course, the Aggies getting ready to take on the Talladega Tigers. The Aggies 6-0 on this season. Talk a little bit about who's been the key components for them so far this year, Alex.
As expected, a guy in C.J. Franklin has really been their go-to guy on offense. He's had some explosive games. He had 30 points last year, David, in the Talladega County Tournament. In a game we covered, he shot the ball effectively in that one. Eric O'Neill has shown flashes at times in a game against Cornerstone where it felt like there was a lid on the basket. For the first couple minutes of the game, Eric O'Neill was the guy that made 2 three-pointers to kind of get it off. Corbin Patterson continues to be their lockdown defender. Kinson 3 has come onto the scene. He had a couple of games last year where he played some lights-out basketball, but he's done the dirty work for him. Tristan Whetstone, I felt like, has evolved as a player. Last year, he's sort of a back-to-the-basket big, really didn't have a lot of opportunities to score. He was relied on to rebound a whole lot. He's still doing that this year, but he has taken the ball off the dribble. I've seen him go coast-to-coast after getting a rebound. He shot the three ball a couple of times. Not super efficient from that range. And then last but not least, you have to talk about Josh Beer, the guy that makes them go. One of the best rebounders I've ever seen at the high school level. It feels like he has Velcro hands every time the ball goes up. Against Cornerstone, he had 18 points and 14 rebounds and easily could have got that 20-20 game that everyone loves to have if he had played that fourth quarter against the Eagles. He continues to grow as a player, not only rebounding but scoring, and then defensively he has guarded some guards on the perimeter very well. And you go down the bench too, Trey Wright, Sarai McMillan, Joshua Holtzclaw, the list goes on and on. They have a stable of great players on Sylacauga.
Yeah, and I'm with you on Josh Spear. You know, he's not near as thick or as tall as Charles Barkley, but he reminds me of the way he played back at Leeds in his high school days, simply because he just knows how to go and get a rebound. And he knows how to do it without fouling, without going over the back. And, you know, and things of that nature. So we'll see how quickly he gets underway. And also along with C.J. Franklin and Corbin Patterson, Eric O'Neill, these guys have been playing basketball together for a long time, fresh off of a state championship appearance last year in Birmingham. So we're just about set to get things underway. And I'll let Alex call out our starting lineups for both teams. Of course,
C.J. Franklin.
Yep.
Josh Speer. Corbin Patterson. Another senior forward, number four, Eric O'Neill.
And yet another senior forward, number five, Tristan Whetstone.
Tristan Whetstone, a little bit of a different starting lineup than previously for Sylacauga tonight.
Yeah, and you can listen to the public address announcer at Chuck Miller Arena. He'll call out the starters for Talladega. I'll let Alex get them too.
Arlandis Jones, number two for Talladega. Javian Wright, number three. Bronson Moten, number 12, for Talladega. Joshua Story, number 22. Number 10, Jaden Curry. That public address announcer did a pretty good job, Dave. I know it's our rival, but that was some emphatic call-outs for him.
He gets with it. I will tell you one thing. Ronson Moten, heck of a football player and a heck of an athlete. It's one of their better athletes. One thing we didn't mention, Alex, all these guys we're talking about have been playing together. The Aggies start five seniors tonight. That's pretty strong to let you know. They're going to be on their way back to another strong postseason as well.
And Talladega has nine seniors on their roster. Both teams senior-laden.
Yeah, so we're just about set to get things underway. Darian Simmons, the head coach of the Talladega Tigers on this Chuck Miller Arena. Been up here so many times, and tell you what, Chuck Miller and Chucky Miller, both father and son, I guess you could say monuments here in Talladega. They just always used to get it done. Here's Sylacauga. They control the tap, go down the lane, shot blocked. That was C.J. Franklin. Here comes Talladega back the other way. They lose control of the basketball. And Whetstone's going to get it. Now they'll get it to Corbin Patterson on the left wing for a shot. His three-pointer no good, and Talladega controls. Moten. And they'll get it back out to Arlandis Jones. He's got it right side. And gives it up to Jaden Curry. Now they'll roll around. This here is Moten with the basketball, trying to back in on Corbin Patterson. Can't do it. And Talladega almost kicked it away. They get it back. A drive and kick out. They'll get an open look at a three, short by Curry. And here comes Sylacauga racing down the floor. And that had to be, I thought it might be a foul, but it's going to go out of bounds off of Talladega, but boy, there's a lot of contact there between Jones and C.J. Franklin.
And you can tell Talladega's trying to be methodical and penetrate that Sylacauga defense, and Sylacauga's not letting anything up.
Here's Corbin Patterson between the circles, and Talladega sets up in their man-to-man defense. Corbin trying to drive, can't do it. He'll give it off to drive down the right side of the lane, and that's a good 2 points for Eric O'Neill.
Same person that got him going against Cornerstone gets him going against Talladega.
Nice shot off the window from about 8 feet and give the Aggies first blood at 2-0. It's Talladega in the front court. A drive, layup missed. That was missed by Curry. Now a foul in the backcourt, and this is what's going to be difficult on us. We've got our backs to the officials, And they don't put the player fouls up there, so I'm going to rely a lot on my man Bauman. Here's a long three-pointer put up and missed by Corbin Patterson. Backside rebound by Talladega. Here come the Tigers with it. Moten in the lane. A little scoop shot from about 8 feet. No good. Run down by Corbin Patterson. Or excuse me, that's Whetstone. Here comes Corbin with the ball. He'll give it to CJ. CJ slices and dices, lays it off the window, and good. Nice transition bucket. The Tigers come back with a nice transition bucket of their own. Joshua Story. And it's 4-2 Aggies. Here's Silicaga. Just taking their time a little bit. Patterson will give it left wing to Eric O'Neill. Pulls back, step back three. It was partially blocked, but are they going to get a foul on that?
They did. Number 22, Josh Story.
And that, if correct me if I'm wrong, that's going to give Eric O'Neill should be three free throws.
Silicaga has struggled all year at the line, David. That's one of the things Coach Jones has been frustrated with his team.
And but Eric O'Neill steps up there and rattles the first one home. Silicaga up 5-2 in the early going, 5:15 to go first quarter from Chuck Miller Arena.
Yet as a team, they're shooting 55% on the season. Against Cornerstone, above their season average, shot 66%.
Well, right now they're at 50. They can increase it to 66 if Eric O'Neill can make this one. He missed the second one, missed the third. And a nice rebound by Story. So the Aggies pick up a point on that three-pointer foul. And here comes Talladega going down the lane. Shot put up by Jaden Curry is no good, but a Silicaga foul, and I'm not sure. That may have been on.
That was on Spear.
Okay.
A little bit of lazy defense from Josh Spear. Didn't slide his feet, just slapped at the player rather than sliding his feet in, preventing him from getting to the basket with ease.
Boy, Curry way short on his free throw as well. You know, I certainly not going to be negative toward either one of these two teams as he misses both free throws, but Talladega gets a long offensive rebound. A long three-pointer being put up and missed by Jacavian Wright, and Silicaga comes out of there with a basketball. I was going to say, you know, high school basketball nowadays, I'm not saying there's not a lot of emphasis put on free throws, because there is. I know they practice them. I know Silicaga does. I know Childersburg does. But the rate at which they hit them now is not near what it used to be. Long three-pointer by Tristan Whetstone, no good. The Aggies on the offensive board, can't get it to go. And now Talladega's got a breakout, and they get it home with Joshua Story. And it's 5-4, Silicaga with a one-point lead.
Such an uncharacteristic miss from Eric O'Neill. Wide open at the basket, just leaves it short.
They almost throw it away. Here's CJ to Tristan for three. That one off the back iron, no good. Talladega with a long rebound. Here they come with numbers. Spinning in the lane and putting a shot up. That was wild by Logan Morris. Was no good. Silicaga's going to come out of there, and they turn it over. Talladega back the other way. And they promptly turn it over. Sloppy basketball, really, from both of these teams in the early going, Alex.
It really has been. C.J. Franklin drives to the basket, really with no plan, gets there and tries to feed it, but there's nobody there for him to feed it to.
5-4, Silicaga with a lead as we're more than halfway through this first quarter at Chuck Miller Arena. Here's the Aggies. And they'll try a long one with Josh Spear, and it's off the iron, no good. Here comes Talladega with the basketball, moting down the lane, can't get it to go. He thought he was fouled, so did Coach Simmons. Silicaga comes out of there, and a 8-foot shot, no good by Corbin Patterson. Talladega with the rebound, racehorse basketball. Talladega gets an open look, gives it up, drives in from 8 feet, and that's a good shot, I believe, by Moten. Or was that?
That was Malik Smith.
Yeah, I believe that was Malik Smith. We've got a timeout on the
floor. That was Moten, David.
So timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick timeout with them. Talladega by one. You're listening to it on the Aggie Sports Network.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Short timeout. There really wasn't even a timeout. I think it was just Joel Jones kind of having a real problem with the way his team was playing. That foul on Talladega's Orlandis Jones. And that will send Tristan Whetstone to the free throw line for the Aggies, where he's good on his first and ties the game at six with 2:50 to go in the first quarter.
And some uncharacteristic play from Sylacauga on the fast break, not making a lot of good decisions, and then getting back to play defense on the fast break that they have not gotten back at all.
Two free throws made by Tristan Whetstone, 7-6. Here's Moten. He'll go right by his man, lay it up. No good. He thought he was fouled. Good rebound by Tristan Whetstone. Here come the Aggies quickly down the floor. Spears got it. He's crossed the floor to Whetstone, trying to work on his man. Gives it off on the curl around to C.J. Franklin. Nice move. But they'll give it back to Spear. Sylacauga's Kenson Three just checked into the game along with Sirion McMillan. That one short by C.J. He thought he was fouled, or at least he thought that it was tipped, but it's going to go out of bounds. Are they going to stay here? Yeah, I think they one official. That's good officiating. The official closest to the play saw that it was tipped or partially blocked, so trying to get it in. They do. Little short shot to C.J. Franklin. That's a good inbounds play, and Sylacauga goes up by three. Here's Talladega. Malik Smith with the basketball, and he'll give it off now to Jaden Curry. Sylacauga in a man-to-man defense. Curry will go down the lane, throw up a wild shot. It's off the front iron of the rim, short, and the Aggies just promptly turn it over as Spear threw it right at the feet of Whetstone, and this is going to be a foul on C.J. Franklin as Joshua Story was making a little move, and I think their feet got tangled up. No, nothing intended there, but that's going to be a foul on C.J. Talladega will have it underneath their own goal, trailing by three, 9-6, with a minute and a half to go, first quarter. Dave McCurley and Alex Bauman with you from Chuck Miller Arena. They run a nice play, get a wide open three for Malik Smith, and he throws up an air ball. Here come the Aggies. C.J. on the run. Nice dish down underneath to Josh Spear, and he's going to lay it in.
What a beautiful pass from C.J. Franklin, channeling his inner Aggie quarterback right to Josh Spear.
That's one of the best dimes you'll see in high school basketball right there, kind of no look, and Spear knew what to do with it. 11-6, Aggies with a lead. Here's Malik Smith, and he's got a taller man in Whetstone on him. Whetstone will get up close to him now. Here's Curry with the basketball. They'll try a curling right, and right is going to be fouled. I believe they're probably going to get McMillan. Yep, they get McMillan on this foul, and right will go to the free throw line for two with 40 seconds to go in the quarter.
That type of foul call in the NBA would be called on the offense. Number three kicked his leg out and led to Sarion fouling him.
And that was a strange free throw that he just hit, too. He threw it up there, and it kind of got lodged in between the back of the rim and the window, and it just kind of fell in. He tried it again. That time it didn't work, and the Aggies get the rebound with Josh Spear. Here come the Aggies, up by four now as they'll cross the timeline with C.J. Franklin. He'll work it over to Whetstone. Now back to CJ as they may try to hold for one shot. I don't know. Nope. That was a shot being put up by McMillan. It was emphatically blocked, and then they block another one. And the Aggies finally get it underneath, and they put it in with, I believe that was Kinson Threet, wasn't it?
It was.
But man,
that was a wild possession. Two block shots, got the rebounds, able to find Kinson Threet.
The Tigers trying something at the whistle, and they will not get it. And the Aggies match their biggest lead of the game at 6. We're at the end of one quarter of play. The Aggies 13, Talladega 7. You're listening to the Aggie Sports Network on Mix 106.5.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost, it pays.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs. Covering 6 counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want. So you can focus on your favorite team. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll get things going in the second quarter. Talladega quickly with a shot. I mean, they're not wasting any time at all by Ja'Kalen Wright. He's no good. A fight for the rebound, and the Aggies come up with it. Here's CJ. Looks over and gets instructions from Coach Joel Jones. Boy, he's being hounded really good by Logan Morris. And I think, did they get a five? I think they got a five-second call, yeah.
That's just going to happen. There's not a lot of off-ball movement from Silicaga.
No.
It felt like everybody was just standing there watching CJ dribble. You got to. It's like in football. When your quarterback's in a scramble drill, you got to help him.
Yeah, and Talladega on the other end, I'm going to be honest with you, they don't really run a whole lot of sets at all. I mean, it's just pretty much when they get it off the backboard or out of bounds, they go with it, and usually one of the first guys that touches it gets a shot, but this time they're being a little methodical. They'd like to get it underneath to Jaden McCoy, who's 6'3 and bigger than anybody Silicaga's got on the floor, and he was down on the block and is going to be fouled by Whetstone. So McCoy makes it a little different lineup for Talladega. And the referee's going to talk to both of them right now, bumping and kind of talking to each other. That's just basketball.
It's just basketball. And Tristan Whetstone felt like he got hooked by Jaden McCoy. That could have been called, but they're letting these guys play in a rivalry game.
Yep. And Xavion Millender comes into the game for Talladega. Good size on him, too. They finally get it down in there to McCoy, and he travels. And that's a good call, and that was one of those calls that was probably prompted by the way Whetstone played him. The entry pass was there, but when he came up to him, he didn't bump him, but he didn't let him move anywhere, and he shuffled his feet. And Silicaga turns it over in the front court, trying to get it down low to Whetstone. And the Aggies now with more turnovers than Coach Joel Jones would like. Here's a drive by Talladega. They put it up and in with Logan Morris, and I think that foul is going to be going against, I believe that may be CJ.
It is. It is CJ Franklin.
Yeah, it's going to be his second foul by my count. As I mentioned, they're not going to put the fouls up on the player on the board, and so we got to kind of try to keep up with it ourselves, but I think that is the second foul because he got his feet tangled up with Morris a little sooner. Morris completes the three-point play at the line and cuts the lead in half, 13-10. Here's Spear. Tries to beat his man, gets in the lane, kicks it back, And a long three-pointer by Eric O'Neill is no good. But the Aggies get the long rebound. Here's O'Neill back with it. He'll go down the lane, put it up and in, and he is fouled. What a shot by Eric O'Neill.
That took some major body control from Eric O'Neill.
That
took the bump and had to readjust his whole layup form.
It is, like you said, it took a lot of body control, but that takes a lot of strength, too, because he was actually on his way to the floor after the foul before he ever released the basketball. So he'll have a chance to push the lead back to six with a made free throw here. And the senior does it, and it's 16-10. Here's that full court pressure now by Sylacauga. Talladega looks around, finally gets it across the timeline. They got a two-on-one McCoy, and he couldn't get the shot to go. They had a two-on-one, and Josh Spear is going to have to foul him to keep him from getting a bucket.
And Coach Jones frustrated. They had the trap set, but then the person on the right hip of the offensive player was jumping up and down, leaving the chance for the pass to get over.
Tell you what, and he misses the first free throw. When Talladega has McCoy, Millender, and Ryan on the floor, they're a pretty big basketball team. And
that's one thing Sylacauga does lack is height. They might be athletic and fast, but they don't have a lot of tall players.
Talladega, I mean, really just clanked up two free throws with McCoy. Nowhere near on either one of those, and it's still 16-10. Aggies gave up a three-pointer with Eric O'Neill there. O'Neill now will back it out, look to his left, and see Kenson three. He'll keep it. Work behind a screen from Josh Spear. And it just threw it away. Another steal by Talladega. And up and in is Logan Marsh. And he is made this thing a little interesting. 16-12 and timeout from Talladega. We'll take one with them. 16-12 just into the second quarter from Talladega.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa, family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to Chuck Miller Arena. Dave McCurley, Alex Bauman with you. 5:06 and counting now as the Aggies throw it in. Up by four on Talladega. Here's Eric O'Neill. Spin move, gets in the lane, tried to throw it out to CJ, and they intercepted it, but he came down on a would-be Tiger, and they call an offensive charge on Eric O'Neill.
There's just not a whole lot of off-ball movement from Sylacauga. It feels like these players are just straight-line driving, thinking they are the better athletes, they're going to get past them, and there's just no movement, and it's one-on-one game the entire time on offense for Sylacauga.
Here's Sylacauga trying to dig in on defense now as Malik Smith's got the basketball, backs into the lane, puts it up, and he's going to be fouled by Corbin Patterson. And Joel Jones has said he stood straight up, but
he got him with the side. He had the left arm on his hip, kind of shoved him.
Yep. So Malik Smith's going to have a chance to cut this thing a little more as Sylacauga offensively has really, this year, has looked pretty good, Alex. They scored a lot of points in just about every game. But tonight, I don't know what it is, as Malik Smith makes his first free throw. They just look a little lethargic.
It feels like they're playing a little bit too much individual basketball. Like I said, trying to straight-line drive people rather than getting some off-ball movement, some screens, some pick and rolls, some pick and pops.
They miss the second free throw, get the offensive rebound, miss a shot, get another offensive rebound with Jaden McCoy, and he goes back up and he's fouled. So now the Aggies are starting to mount up some foul difficulty here in the first half.
Uncharacteristic. That's a rebound that Sylacauga has gotten 9 out of 10 times this year.
And McCoy, who clanked two up there that didn't look good at all, shot that one and didn't hit nothing but the bottom of the sack. And it's a 16-14 game with 4.5 minutes to go in the half. And now he draws it to a one-point lead. And here comes Talladega's pressure. See how we handle it. Eric O'Neill. They'll throw over the top of it to Corbin Patterson. Nice pass underneath. Back to Patterson. You got to get out of there. You're going to get a three-second call. They do. They'll get it. Kinson three for three. No good, but the long rebound comes to McMillan. He throws it away. Talladega's got it on the other end, and guess what? They're going to take the lead. 17-16, Talladega. Sylacauga beats the pressure. They throw it out. McMillan with a long three. That's off, and that's what Talladega wants you to do right there.
Sylacauga has not made a three-pointer all game and continues to shoot them.
And Talladega, now they flip it inside to Big McCoy, and he's going to be called for a, well, actually thought he got away with a travel, but they called a jump ball as Eric O'Neill put his hand right on the ball. That's a good call.
That is textbook how you defend a big man, being the smaller guy Eric O'Neill is. Go for the basketball. Dig at the basketball. Eric O'Neill did that with perfection.
We get the possession and turn it right back over. Kinson three tried to drive, couldn't get it. Talladega's going to go down, can't get it to go. McCoy can't get the tip back, and I believe we're going to have a foul on Sylacauga on the rebound. Man, that one may go against Eric O'Neill.
David, I would say 80% of Talladega's points are off poor decisions from Sylacauga. Turnovers, bad shots, it's mounting for Sylacauga. If they were making more intelligent decisions with the basketball, this game would not be close, because Talladega's half-court offense is not the whole best in the world.
No, they like to get it and go. That's their M.O. It has been for years and years and years and decades, and this time they can't get the free throw to go with Curry. He'll get one more. Talladega with a one-point lead, 3:17 to go in the first half. He can't get either one of them, and Eric O'Neill with another rebound. Tigers pressing off of a missed free throw. Here come the Aggies. Whetstone's got it. Now they'll back it out. Eric O'Neill and CJ will set up another play with 3 minutes to go in the half, trailing by one to Talladega.
Change it to a... Well, they're in a zone. They're not.
Yeah, Talladega. And that's going to be, they're going to call an offensive foul, a hook on Eric O'Neill. And right now, things are just not going well for the Aggies.
And it all comes back to there's no off-ball movement. It's a lot of standing and staring and watching the person dribble the air out of that basketball. There has to be an off-ball screen, a backdoor cut, an on-ball screen, pick and pop, something to get the defense working. And the defense right now is just playing one-on-one. And they're not, and Sylacauga isn't able to beat them.
Well, they're playing a little matchup zone, which is kind of confusing the Aggies. And here's a three-pointer in and out by Millender of Talladega. Sylacauga with a rebound quickly down the end of the floor. Tristan Wetzel, nice dish underneath to Trey Wright, who hits the shot and gets fouled. And I'm telling you, that was all. Tristan Whetstone got up in the air and was actually going to take a turnaround jump shot from about 4 feet, saw Trey Wright wide open.
That is something that is a difficult skill to acquire for a big man, is to have the ability to look for your guys down low in that type of situation. But Tristan Whetstone, playing varsity basketball as long as he has that type of ability to find Trey Wright.
Trey Wright hits his free throw, so the Aggies up by two. And I'm going to say this, probably the worst half of basketball that the Aggies have played this year, and they're still up two on the road at a rival.
That's That's something, but Coach Jones isn't going to be happy win or lose going into halftime.
They might have to repaint the locker room tomorrow morning here at Chuck Miller Arena, and they're going to get an offensive foul. That is a good call. I believe that one's going to go against, I believe that's going to be Ronson Moten. Not sure, but he came up to set a screen and did not get set and moving, and officials caught it. 19-17, Sylacauga with 2:10 to go, and they turn it over. Here's Talladega with a layup. Whetstone just couldn't handle it, and Jaden Curry lays it in, and Talladega ties the game up. Sylacauga's not handled this pressure very well either.
Not at all. So many turnovers that have turned directly into either a basket for Talladega or going straight to the line.
Here's a guy that can make things happen for Sylacauga, and that's CJ Franklin. And I was going to say they wanted a traveling call on CJ, but he got fouled before he traveled. They're going to make him throw it in on the side over there. So the Aggies will have it. Game tied with 1:40 to go in the half. Eric O'Neill will back it out. Aggie's being very methodic, and he wants to take his man to the goal. Puts a shot up, can't get it to go. The Aggies get the rebound, and C.J. Franklin is going to be fouled.
But, David, if you watch that possession, the only two players that moved were C.J. Franklin and Eric O'Neill. Trey Wright, Whetstone, and Kinson Threet just kind of watched them.
Too much watching going on right now if you're the Aggies, but then again, you're seven games into the season as CJ promptly delivers on the free throw line. He'll get one more. And I know you played, this is seventh game, you should be out of those things, but you're going to get better and better with this group as you go along.
It is a Saturday, too. I have to give him that. Saturday is a weird day to be playing some high school basketball.
And I was going to say the same thing, and CJ's 2 of 2 on that stripe visit. And the Aggies up by 2 with 1:15 to go in the half. 21-19, low-scoring slugfest here at Chuck Miller Arena. Here's Talladega trying to drive. They'll get down in the paint, and that is a wild shot by Morris. Couldn't get it to go. And Sylacauga's shot was even more wild with Kinson 3, but they get their own rebound. Kinson 3 thought he was, I think, some kind of Dr. J, Michael Jordan mixture there. But look at CJ. Great move to the goal. Could not get the shot to fall, and then Sylacauga is going to foul on the rebound. I believe that one's going to go against Trey Wright.
It's got to be the Saturday thing, David, because that's a layup that CJ Franklin hits almost every time.
And the reason that you're saying Saturday is a weird, it really is, because any other day of the week that you play, you're at school all day, normally can grab you something to eat after the game, and then it's get ready to play. You know, as the first free throw by Jaden Curry is good for Talladega, as the Aggies are over the limit. But on Saturday, you're right, you're laying around the house all day. You know, I have things, you can get a little, honestly, you can get a little lazy. Missed free throw by Talladega on the second one. The Aggies get the rebound. Here's CJ, front court. Trey Wright for 3 off the iron, no good. He almost had his own offensive rebound, but it goes out of his hands. Talladega will have it with 27 seconds to go in the half.
And we're almost at halftime, David, and Sylacauga has not made a three-pointer.
No, and I'm going to tell you, I see this all the time with visiting teams at Childersburg. People sitting behind the goals and around in an arena like this, this is a round dome. When you shoot the ball and you see somebody behind the goal that's not normally there, like at Sylacauga, it can cause problems. And a jump shot by Talladega, and that's going to be a foul on Trey Wright. And I'm telling you, the Aggies, you know, I'm not going to say this is bad officiating, but I would be willing to bet you that the Aggies have twice as many fouls as the Tigers of Talladega.
That's probably right, David. But there, he kicks his leg out again. That's a foul in the NBA. But Trey Wright also didn't give him space to land either. So that could have gone either way.
Yeah, they're not going to call that leg out NBA call here in high school. Not really, not anywhere. As Curry hits the first, he misses the second. We are tied. 6 seconds. Can the Aggies get a shot off after the rebound? Here's three. They see the clock right at the very end, and Eric O'Neill throws it up. It goes off the back iron. No good. We're right where we started some 16 minutes ago. 21 all as the Aggies will go to the locker room and probably get some choice words from Coach Joel Jones. 21 apiece, Sylacauga and Talladega. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome in to the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Dave McCurley, Alex Bauman with you, and a knotted up tied, 21 apiece in a low-scoring defensive, kind of ugly basketball game so far with Talladega at Chuck Miller Arena. And, Alex, you've kind of kept up with some numbers.
I've tried to. It's been a crazy game to keep up with the way the defense has been going and some turnovers here and there. But scoring for Silicaga, C.J. Franklin with 6 points, Josh Spear with two, Kenson Threet with two, Eric O'Neill with six, Whetstone with two off free throws, and then Trey Wright with three. Then you got the free throws, which is what they have struggled with all year long, 78% from the line, 7 out of 9, but the three-pointers have yet to make a three-point shot the entire first half.
Yeah, it's been kind of one of those cold shooting performances for Silicaga. However, I'm going to mention this, and I was looking at some of this information that you compiled. The Aggies' closest ball game that they played this year was against Cleburne County by 9, a win by 9. Do you kind of think that Joel Jones, even though I'm sure he's not happy with the way they played, do you think if they pull this thing out at the end in the fourth quarter and kind of pull away or win the game that the Aggies need a game like this to kind of check them up a little bit?
And going into next week with a area game with Shelby County, Benjamin Russell, and Childersburg, I think a game like this was almost, you don't want to have it happen, but it's almost necessary for it to happen.
Right.
So your guys can wake up and realize that we're not invincible. There's going to be teams out there that are going to punch us in the face and we're going to have to punch back.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of times in the NCAA basketball tournament where teams went into that tournament undefeated and their coach would say, kind of wish we had a loss, you know, to kind of, you never want to lose. But and of course, the Aggies certainly not nowhere near losing now. We're still tied at 21 apiece. And that'll do it for the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. We're going to come back with third quarter action. Silicaga and Talladega tied at Chuck Miller Arena. And you are listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Well, getting ready for third quarter action from Chuck Miller Arena. Dave McCurley, Alex Bauman with you on the Aggies, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Now, I'll ask you, if you're Joel Jones, what did you tell your basketball team in the locker room at halftime? And remember, we're on radio.
he probably told them, rebound the ball. We've done that all year. Why aren't we doing it now? Because the rebounds are pretty even between Talladega and Sylacauga. Take care of the basketball. Way too many uncharacteristic turnovers and some poor shot selection from Sylacauga. And move without the basketball in your hands. Get open. Way too much stagnant play on offense where it's one or two guys passing the ball back and forth, a drive to the basket. Maybe someone dives to the basket when that person drives. And not a whole lot of getting open to help players out.
No doubt about it. You hit the nail on the head. I think the turnovers, to me, are very uncharacteristic, especially for guys, for these senior guys. I mean, they're senior-laden here. CJ and, of course, you got Josh Beard and Eric O'Neill. A lot of them handle the ball a lot. Now, I know Tristan Whetstone really doesn't handle the ball a lot, but we had a lot of turnovers there in the first half. Well, here we go. Talladega will get first crack at it. Here in the third quarter, we're all tied at 21 apiece. They'll run a little give and go. Can't get the shot to go by Moten. And Sylacauga did get the rebound that time. Here's Josh Spear. He'll go down, tried to give a little dipsy-doodle pass to Whetstone, and Talladega blocked it. It came right back to Spear, and he laid it in. He got lucky there.
That was one of the wildest possessions I've seen from Sylacauga. Ball bounced so many times in Josh Spear's favor.
23-21. Here's Talladega, and that's going to be a good call. Traveling on Moten there. He got with his back to Josh Spear, and Josh just kept kind of backing up, and he lost his balance. That's good defense.
What most people would call pulling the chair, David, is what he did to him.
Here's CJ. He'll get it across the half-court stripe, and we're almost a minute into the third quarter. Aggies by two. They try give and go, and it's stolen away by Talladega. Here comes a lay-in. They're not going to get the bucket. The foul's going to be on the floor on, I believe that's going to be on Kenson Threet, as it was stolen away by Jaden Curry. Here's Talladega. They get it in a nice position underneath the basket. Can't get the shot to go, and here come the Aggies. And we're trying to go down, and that's just out of control.
Coach Jones is a little frustrated with that, but that's the right call. C.J. Franklin drove to the basket. The dude on Talladega knew what he was doing and just stood right there.
And I'll tell you now, until the Aggies hit one from long distance, they're going to converge in that lane when we're trying to drive, and we're going to get that call every time on a charge. They're doing a good job. Here's Moten. He'll roll around. His man throws it up, and it did everything but go in. A nice rebound by CJ. And now we'll get it into the front court. And O'Neill will give it back to Kenson Threet, who will back it out. Let's see if we're a little more methodical at what we want to do this time. A little give and go. They get it down to Eric O'Neill. His shot no good. Talladega wanted a charge, not going to get it. That's a good no call, but here come the Tigers with a rebound. Spin move in the middle of the lane by Curry's no good. It'll go out of bounds off of the Tigers. The Aggies will have it.
Both the teams missing gimmies back and forth.
I mean, we played 2 minutes here, and Talladega's yet scored in the second half. Sylacauga with two. And there goes Kenson Threet to the goal. And he just, I mean, let's be honest. He saw contact coming, So he just really throwed up kind of a wild shot there, but he's going to be rewarded with two free throws.
But if he's able to get there under control, David, I feel like Kenton 3 has the strength to get that shot up and finish that and one foul.
Well, he's going to get one more free throw, but he couldn't connect on the first one. That's going to be another point of emphasis after this game for Joel Jones as 3 makes his second. You can't shoot 50% and expect to win many basketball games. Here is Curry. They'll get it around to Moten. Moten will try a 3. Off the iron, no good. They'll get it back. Curry, left wing 3. He's not going to shoot. He's going to drive in. He's going to be raked. And if that's on CJ.
For Eric O'Neill.
They're going to get it on Eric O'Neill. Either way, though, I mean, the Aggies thought they had a clean strip there. But I'll tell you one thing, Bauman. I think you and Giddens could shoot better from three-point land than either one of these two teams tonight. Really cold from the outside.
It has to be a Saturday thing, David, because these guys probably they didn't go to school today. They probably may have sat around the house, might have had an earlier practice or like a team meetup, but they're a little bit has some dead legs almost.
Yeah, Curry 1 of 2 pulls the Tigers to within 2. And Kenson 3 tried another drive in with one of those wild shots. He expected contact. He didn't get it and threw up a wild shot. Talladega gets the rebound, but they're called for traveling. So, you know, we got lucky there that Talladega turned it back over to us.
And Coach Jones against Cornerstone, Tristan Whetstone kind of did that where he went up a little bit weak to the basket and complained he didn't get a foul call. And Coach Jones said, go up strong. Don't complain if you don't get a whistle.
Now, this time I think CJ's in the right. He got in the lane and was trying to back down against Ronson Moten, and they called a foul on Moten. No shooting foul. We get it into CJ. Whetstone, and he is surrounded by 4. We get it back outside. Here is Corbin Patterson with the ball. He has not been a factor at all tonight, especially offensively. We kick it around. CJ had a 3, give it up, drives to the goal. Can't get it to go. Oh, my goodness. And a hard fall by Curry.
And CJ Franklin frustrated with himself. Second time he's missed one of those layups, gimme layups almost, that he's made throughout his high school career.
Boy, I was really scared right there for Curry. He hit the floor hard right on the backside and fell back and bumped his head as well. Here's Talladega with the basketball. They trail by 2. 24-22, 4:50 to go, third quarter. Dave McCurley and Alex Bauman with you from Chuck Miller Arena. They'll give a wide open 3 to Arlandis Jones, and he was off the front iron, and that's the reason they're giving it to him is because till somebody hits one, I back off of them too. It goes out of bounds to Sylacauga. I was going to tell you, do you realize that, you know, an official, here's a drive by Sylacauga's Josh Spear, and he's going to be fouled. I believe he's going to be on the floor. You know, the touchdown signal by a referee in football is the same thing here on the basketball floor for a 3. They ain't raised their hands all night.
Neither team.
And that is just uncharacteristic, especially of Sylacauga and especially of Talladega in this gym. But guess what? We just hit the first one, C.J. Franklin from the right corner to give the Aggies a 5-point lead. Big shot by C.J.
We spoke it into existence, Dave. That's
absolutely
what we did.
Joel can thank me for that later on. That's going to be an offensive foul against Talladega, and that's going to be on big number 22, Josh Story. He set a screen and was not set. So the Aggies will get it back with 4:11. Maybe the little spark here that we needed. And I think Talladega was trying to get a substitute in the game because I believe that's going to be, well, they're going to make them wait now. I think we're mopping up some sweat that's on the floor, but they're not. I don't think they're going to let that substitute come in for Story.
The foul is on Story. But realistically, that is on the guard for not waiting for his screen to get set. Coaches used to get on me all the time for not letting the screen get set. They'd always tell me, wait for the screen, some patience.
And I don't know if that's a good foul for Sylacauga. It's the third one on Story, and he goes out of the game. But you get Jaden McCoy coming in his place. Now CJ's going to try another one, and guess what? That was from out where the big boats dock, and another three-pointer gives the Aggies their biggest lead of the night at 8, and a steal by CJ in the front court. We've got a man all down the floor. Here's Spear. He'll lay it in, and the Aggies quickly up by 10.
All it took was CJ Franklin hitting that three-pointer, the first one of his two, and the Aggies, the energy just amped up. CJ, two three-pointers and a steal.
Talladega with a drive in the lane by Moten, no good. They'll give up a three, drive in the lane with a running Jacavian Wright throwing it in and cuts the lead back to 8, 3:24 to go in the third quarter. What a move by Corbin Patterson. I'm talking about he really put the juke on his defender and went right to the goal and laid it in.
First points for Corbin Patterson has been a non-factor offensively, but he is Sylacauga's best on-ball defender.
Do you think Joel Jones challenged him offensively at halftime?
I think he did, but he also told him is our MO is turning defense into offense, and that's what Sylacauga has done on this run they're on.
Wild shot by Talladega. Sylacauga gets the rebound and promptly throws it away, trying to get a snowbird down there to Kenson Threet. And it'll go out, and Talladega wants a timeout. Probably a good call by Darian Simmons there. We'll come back as well. Sylacauga by 10 now, 2:49 to go in the third quarter.
When you remember at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner, and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. And it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Welcome back to Chuck Miller Arena. Dave McCurley and Alex Bauman. My voice is kind of trying to fade on me a little bit. By the way,
you got 3 minutes and a quarter to go, Dave. Can you make it?
Oh, yeah, I can make it. I guess calling the game last night, and Childersburg with a big road win last night over a 6A Pell City school by 15.
Childersburg's got a good ball team. Watched them practice last week, and they look really good.
They're quick, but so is this Aggie team. There's a near, and it is a steal by CJ. He's going to go in and lay it in. That was all CJ Franklin right there. Anticipated the pass, stole it away, and outraced everybody to the goal. And the Aggies with their biggest lead of the night by 12. There's a baseline jumper, though, by Talladega's Morris. That's the best looking jumper they've had all night. Wide open three for Eric O'Neill's no good, and quickly Talladega is going to get down the other end and go to the goal on a racehorse basketball type play and draw a foul. Foul's going to go on Corbin Patterson, and Logan Morris will go back to the line.
CJ Franklin has been on a tear in this third quarter. He has accounted for, if you include his steals, he has had this quarter. He's accounted for 10 of Sylacauga's points. A big reason why Sylacauga is now up 10 points.
And they'll stay up 10 points as Logan Morris missed his first free throw. 2:04 to go, third quarter. Low-scoring struggle for both of these teams. 36-27 now as Morris makes one of two. Here comes the Aggie quarterback across the timeline in basketball. He gets a screen. They could have called a moving screen. He'll turn around with a baseline jumper. He just knows where to get on the floor to get open.
He is playing like a man possessed now, David. Something I think he woke up from his Saturday nap is what happened.
Is that 10 points in the quarter? I believe it is.
It's 10 points in the quarter, included, and there's another 2 points he counted for because he forced a steal.
So here's Talladega in the front court. They'll get a drive by Malik Smith is no good. It went everything but in, and Zaggies get it. They've got a man down the floor and count it, and the one as Eric O'Neill was down the floor. The Aggies found him. He lays it in, and a kind of a not-so-smart foul by the Tigers, and O'Neill will get and one.
All that's because of the hustle play that Kenson Three made going to get the ball as it was going out of bounds and finding Tristan Whetstone, who was able to advance the ball down the court for Eric O'Neill.
O'Neill cashes in on the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and the Aggies with their biggest lead of the game and a steal. Spear will go down and lay it in. And I think somebody's attention was grabbed at halftime. And the Aggies now up by 16 with a minute to go, third quarter. Spin move by Logan Mars. Wild shot on his half. No good. Air ball will go out of bounds and to the Aggies. And what was a tie ball game at halftime, the Aggies have opened up a can here in the third quarter. Timeout Talladega will take one with them. 43-27 on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-through makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Well, Chuck Miller Arena, what Talladega fans are here, tell you one thing, they understand now why this is such a good Aggie basketball team. Alex, it took them two quarters to wake up, but when they woke up in this quarter, they have outscored Talladega in this quarter. And remind you, we've still got 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. They've outscored Talladega 22-6 in this quarter.
All it took was C.J. Franklin hitting that three-pointer, and it felt like it woke up the entire team.
And we spoke it into existence, man. I mean, Joe will ought to take us out to eat tomorrow for breakfast down at Booker's. Here we go.
And sometimes that's all it takes is just a made shot to invigorate the rest of your team to say, let's wake up, let's play our basketball we've played all season.
Here's a drive by Kenson Three, and he, this time not a wild shot. And he lays it in, and it's ballooned up to an 18-point lead. You know, it's funny you talking about making a shot. A lot of times you want to get fouled and go to the free throw line because coaches say if you're struggling offensively, if you can make that free throw and see something go in the basket, it just makes it better. Here's an off-balance shot, turnaround jump shot by Malik Smith of Talladega, no good. And the Aggies doing a much better job on the boards in this quarter.
They have.
One and done. Here's Kenson Three, give up a three-pointer with a head fake, pulls in at the buzzer from 8 feet is good, and it is a 20-point Aggie lead as we go to the fourth quarter, 47-27. You're listening to it on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Well, as we come back to action, they kind of come back a little quick on me, Alex, and we got a great post position in there to Whetstone, got him the ball, and he laid it in.
And who else gets in the ball but the Aggie quarterback, C.J. Franklin. What a beautiful feed from him.
Yeah, and they try to go around a screen, Moten does. And I tell you what, Moten running into Whetstone, that was a crash right there.
It's like running into a brick wall.
That's like a Volkswagen running into a semi-truck. And another, it's going to be a foul on Kenson Threed in the backcourt. They threw it into Moten, and he just kind of run up his back trying to steal the ball. So the Aggies with two quick fouls here in the fourth quarter. That's not going to make Joel Jones happy. But now a steal, a near steal, I'll say. I thought he had it right in front of the Aggie bench. Whetstone went and got it, but he obviously stepped on the line. Here's Talladega now right in front of the coach, Darren Simmons. Now throw it into the backcourt. And here comes Moten with the basketball, being hounded by Kenson Threet. Here's Curry in the middle of the lane. Boy, and that was a wild turnaround shot, but somehow he got it to go and cuts the lead back to 20.
Sylacauga will be fine with that shot all night long.
Eric O'Neill kicks it outside. CJ for another three. This one off the front iron, no good. Talladega with numbers. They'll go up, lay it in. That's going to be Logan Morris laying it in. He's been the only bright spot offensively for the Tigers. Sylacauga quickly gets it out, misses a shot. CJ gets the rebound. His shot short, and then a block shot as O'Neill's shot was blocked, but he was laying on his rear end and got it and threw it to a teammate. So here's the Aggies. They'll roll around with that peel, and they're going to get Josh Spear to go to the free throw line as he was fouled by, I believe he's going to be fouled by Josh Story. Spear will get two free throws. Good on the first. I don't want to jinx us here, but I don't think we've missed a free throw in the second half either.
No, we think we missed one. But we've only missed three all night.
You know I jinxed us as Spear missed the second. Sorry, Coach. Here comes Curry with a step back, fadeaway shot, no good. The Aggies out to the run. CJ will lay it in. What a pass by Josh Spear.
That was a pass. Put it to where only CJ Franklin could get it.
Nice dump-off pass from Talladega down underneath to, I believe that was Millender who laid that one in, and it's 52-33. Under 6 minutes to go in the game now, and I think Sylacauga may want to call a timeout. I'll take one more quick one with them. The Aggies up by 19, 5:51 to go in the game. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Van Zandt Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Aldia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Well, this old round arena here has seen a lot of great basketball games between these two high schools, and I thought at halftime, as sluggish as both teams had played and it was tied, that we may get another one of these, but I tell you what, that third quarter push by the Aggies just blew this thing wide open.
And all it took was C.J. Franklin making the three-pointer, forcing a turnover, making another three-pointer and then getting a assist to someone under the basket.
This time the Aggie drive is going to be culminated by a charge as they'll get, I believe that was Threet. And our officials are saying something to the coaching staff here. Okay. I thought they were getting on somebody because of arguing the call, and he was just asking for a towel. He's wiping up some perspiration underneath our basket. And that offensive foul, as I mentioned, did go on Kenson Threet. So the Aggies will go back on defense now, up by 19, 52-33, 5:40 to go in the game. And here comes Moten with the basketballs. He'll cross the half-court stripe, working on his defender, and that is Threet, and a nice block by Kenson Threet. The Aggies down the floor quickly, lays it in, and a foul. Man, what a pass. I tell you what, that was a bullet from, I believe it was actually
Kenson Threet.
Kenson Threet who saw Spear down the, or was that O'Neal? O'Neal down the.
No, that's Kenson Threet.
No, I'm talking about the who laid it in.
That's
actually Spear. It was so fast. I mean, man, that was a bullet pass. Spear misses the free throw, and they get their own rebound, throw it around, and Spear banks it in from the middle of the lane, and the Aggies with their biggest lead of the game at 23. Long three-pointer by Talladega, no good, and the Aggies control. Here's CJ. He'll find Spear in the corner for a three. His three, no good. Whetstone got the rebound, thought he was fouled on a shot attempt, no call. Here comes Talladega. Curry will just bull his way down the lane. And they're going to call a foul on CJ, and that's going to be, or not CJ, that's going to be on, I believe that's going to be on Kenson Threet, and that's going to be on the floor. So here's Talladega with the ball. Having trouble getting it in. They'll throw it into the backcourt to Jacavian Wright. Here he comes. He wants to go coast to coast. Can't get shot to go. They get the offensive rebound with Curry, and he drops it in. And the Aggies up by 21, 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Three in the middle of the lane, no good. Millender with a rebound for Talladega.
Coach Jones not pleased with that jump shot for Kenson Threet. He easily could have gotten to the basket, taking a few extra dribbles.
Curry can't get the shot to go. Talladega controls it. Millender with a wild, or excuse me, Jacavian Wright with a wild three-pointer, no good. And the Aggies want to slow this thing down a little bit now. Corbin Patterson kicking in the corner. CJ thought about a three, and they say he traveled.
I don't know about that one.
I'm not sure about that call, but and neither is Joel Jones.
He's getting a workout in today.
And they had to throw the ball in. Talladega did right in front of Joel, and he was still in the air. He was chewing on it, buddy. But I'm with him. I don't think CJ ever shuffled his feet, but here's Talladega with a baseline jumper. That is good by Jacavian Wright. And the Aggies up by 19 with 3:40 to go in the game. Let's see if we can finish this one a little quicker than the girls did.
That one took forever. But the Aggies did win that game, so I had to be happy with that outcome.
They did. I think they ended up winning by like 17. So congratulations to Coach Victor Smith and his bunch. But I'll tell you, I think the last 2.5 quarters of that game took almost 2 hours. It was brutal. So many fouls. Here's Kenson Threet. Had it stripped right away from him. Here's Talladega with a 4-on-1. And they'll lay it in. Corbin Patterson didn't want to fool with that. And it's 56-39, 3:10 to go in the game. One thing Coach Joel Jones does not want to see with the, and we throw it away again, but we're going to get bailed out by a foul. One thing he does not want to see is sloppiness with the three teams that he's got coming into the Aggie Den next week.
Yeah, turnovers have killed Sylacauga today, even though they're winning by almost 20 points. Turnovers, rebounding, the rebounding's been a little bit more even than it has in past games. But one thing that has improved is free throw shooting.
Yeah. Here's CJ. He'll step back three. That one's no good. Look at Spear get that rebound. And his shot was hammered. And a hard, hard foul by Arlandis Jones will send Spear to the free throw line. Now, I was going to say, with those teams you got coming in, and it's most important with that first one, Tuesday's an area game as the Wildcats of Shelby County will come in. And then you got, you know, Benjamin Russell. And, you know, and that's a very good rival game is Eric O'Neill. I said Spear, Eric O'Neill at the free throw line will get one more. He hits his first. But Benjamin Russell's just getting their basketball legs under them, you know, played football up until a week ago. O'Neill misses the second free throw and tipped around, and finally Taldiga controls it. Here's Curry. He'll go all the way down, kick it out. Millender will have a wide open three, and it's good. And all of a sudden, this kicked back to a 15-point game, what once was 24. So Coach Jones not going to be happy with the turnover part of it. Here's Eric O'Neill, and that's a reach-around foul on Curry. And O'Neill will go to the free throw line. But you got Shelby County coming in on Tuesday. And, of course, as I mentioned, Benjamin Russell on Thursday. And then big-time rival Childersburg comes to town on Friday night.
All those teams, like I said at the top of the broadcast, very talented. Shelby County, I know Sylacauga beat them twice last year, but they're a much improved basketball team, a good three-point shooting basketball team in contrast to Sylacauga. Benjamin Russell has a lot of athletes. They were one of Sylacauga's four losses last year. And then Childersburg, in the first game of the year last year, had Sylacauga on the ropes, similar to what Talladega did tonight. And, again, similar to what happened tonight, Childersburg struggled in that second half due to Sylacauga's defense.
Yeah. Well, Talladega has scored now as they score with 2:13 to go in the game. Talladega has scored 23 points in this second half to Sylacauga's 37. So we were tied at halftime. And Sylacauga turns it over again. Curry's got it for Talladega. He'll go in. They're going to call. That's going to be a blocking foul on CJ. And Curry will go to the free throw line with the clock stopped at 1:51. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Alex. 1:51 in a basketball game is an eternity, and this thing is cut down to 14 and could be 10 if Curry cashes in here. Can't do it on the first one. Talladega has been absolutely atrocious tonight from the free throw line.
But the whole reason Talladega is inching their way back in this game is Sylacauga is starting to ramp up those turnovers again. It's coming back to bite them.
One of two for Curry cuts the lead to 13. 1:51 to go in the game. Here comes that pressure. O'Neill, he'll get it down the floor to Corbin Patterson. Now the Aggies will try to run a little clock. Corbin will back it out, working against Jones. This is the man you want to have the ball in the hands of. CJ will throw it back across to Corbin Patterson. How many times in their career do you think Corbin Patterson and CJ have done this? We tried to get it underneath to a wide open Whetstone, throw it away. Talladega can't get the shot to go. It's going to go out of bounds off of Sylacauga. I was going to say, how many times have they done this little weave and tried to keep teams and run the clock? And just as soon as I did, it was a nice thought by Corbin Patterson because Whetstone was all alone underneath the goal, but he couldn't get it to him. Credit Talladega for getting a hand in there. Here is Jacavian Wright for Talladega. His wild shot, no good, and it'll go out of bounds off of Sylacauga again. Talladega's offense has just been kind of sporadic.
They're taking a lot of difficult shots.
Yeah.
And they're all mid-ranges for the most part. They're not, they're the most low percentage shot you can take.
That was a low percentage turnaround shot by Curry. No good. The Aggies get the rebound. And Eric O'Neill wants to back it out and give it to CJ as we're down to 45 seconds to go in the game. The Aggies up by 13. They're going to get out of Chuck Miller Arena with a big, big win. Talladega electing right now not to foul. So they may just let this thing go in now. They'll come to double team, and Sylacauga will try to float it away here. Whetstone had a wide open layup, didn't take it. And now they finally call a foul. Joel Jones was ecstatic that they fouled Whetstone. And that'll put Spear at the free throw line where he's good on the first. He'll get one more. 14-point Aggie lead. It'll stay 14. And the Aggies go over the back on the rebound. 15 seconds to go. And as soon as that goes, we'll go into our postgame show here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. And Alex Bauman, the Aggies going to go to 7-0, staying perfect on the season after they leave Chuck Miller Arena tonight. So, you know, a very good showing by Joel Jones and the Talladega gym tonight as the Aggies are going to get out of here with a win. Very sluggish in the first half, but played, I think, a lot better, especially in the third quarter.
It was a sluggish game all around, but that third quarter all started with C.J. Franklin, got that team rolling, and was able to get out to that big lead and not have to worry about much in this fourth quarter.
And that'll do it after the missed free throws, one of them, 59-47, 12-point win for Sylacauga. We'll come back here in just a moment, and we'll have the postgame show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown stop for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Well, as we come back to an emptying Chuck Miller Arena, Dave McCurley, Alex Bauman with you. You know, the Aggies did not look good in the first half, and there were some parts of the second half where we turned the ball over. We ended up winning by 12, Alex, but it was once at 24, but that third quarter, and I'm like you, it all got started with one outside shot that CJ hit, the three-pointer, then another, and then it just spiraled for Talladega.
A win is a win if you're Sylacauga. Saturday game, knew there was going to be a little bit of some tiredness, some drowsiness from these players, having gone to school all week, you're done with that, and then you have to turn around and come back to school on Saturday and play Talladega. And you definitely saw it from both teams in that first half. Some lackadaisical play, uncharacteristic play from Sylacauga. So many turnovers. No three-pointers made between both teams in the first half. Uncharacteristic shots taken from Sylacauga. Kind of kept Talladega in this game in that first half. But then in the third quarter, they got back to Sylacauga basketball. C.J. Franklin hit that three-pointer, woke himself up. Motivated, I think, a lot of players around him to say, okay, we got to get back to the way we play basketball and the way Coach Jones and Coach Patterson want us to play. He made that three-pointer, got a steal. They scored again. He forced another steal. He scored a three-pointer, and they were able to mount up to that big lead and really didn't look back.
Yeah, and another point that I want to bring up in the postgame here before we get out of here, you mentioned at halftime that rebounds were tied. Silicaga definitely out-rebounded the Tigers in the second half. That was a point of emphasis in the locker room, I'm sure, as well as free throw shooting. I thought third and fourth quarter, the Aggies hit their free throws like they should, and that helped them to maintain that big lead.
Above the season average, only ended up missing five free throws, but still above the season average. Room for improvement there. Have to be proud of the way they ended that game, though, if you're Coach Jones. Don't know what was said in the locker room. I can make some inferences knowing Coach Jones and the way he has these guys going playing Aggie basketball. But they woke up in that third and fourth quarter and played the way they've played all year long.
Yeah, they outscored Talladega 38-26 in the second half and win it by 12, 59-47 for the Aggies. They go 7-0 on the season. They'll have Shelby County, Benjamin Russell, and Childersburg this week, all at the Aggie Den. And, of course, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network will be there for all of those. Like to thank Alex Bauman for giving up his Saturday coming in here. Hopefully, Jeremy Law had a good time today, and glad to sit in for him. Always fun when I can call a game for Joel Jones, because he and I go back a long, long way in this Aggie program. So 7-0 on the season now. We'll have the first area contest of the week on Tuesday night as the Wildcats of Shelby County come to town. Thank you to Alex Bauman, and we hope you have a great Sunday, and we'll see you next week on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.